This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marner, full stride into the zone. Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada!
How do they play overtime?
3-on-3 for 10 minutes. Well, a max of 10 minutes.
This was 8. The goal was like just after 8 minutes?
I think so, yeah. It went on. It went for a while. And it, you know, it had its pockets of let me back up and regroup, you know, just like overtime in the NHL. But holy cow, there was some incredible playing within there. Nathan MacKinnon, for I think one shift, was like, I don't know, Kobe Bryant bringing the ball over the timeline. Like, just, all right, here, I'm coming. I'm coming one-on-one. It was tremendous. He had, I think, 3 shots in a row on one shift that were like that. Like, one-on-one with a defenseman, and, the goalie made the saves. It was tremendous. What did I say yesterday? 5 or 6? I expect to be 7 or 8 by the weekend, like on a 1-10. Man, I sat down. I watched, like, an hour worth of pregame coverage.
Wow. And there was more than an hour worth, wasn't there?
I don't know. I got to it at about 7:05, and it was on already. So I don't know if they went longer than that on TNT/Max or what, but I saw a lot of it. The game, well, yeah, there was a lot because the game didn't start until 8:15 or 8:20. So at some point, it was like 7:25, and the little countdown clock said, like, 58 minutes to go before faceoff. Anyway, so, yeah, it was a long time. But the anthem and the introductions and Mario Lemieux and by the time they dropped the puck, I was at a 10. Like, I was just like, I hope this is good. And the start was amazing. The power play goal, like
first minute,
less than a minute in, was just an amazing play by Crosby to MacKinnon, and just it met whatever criteria I needed. I mean, it was physical enough. I mean, guys weren't getting trucked, but checks were getting finished, and it looked like everybody there really, really cared a lot. So the bar's high for tonight and moving forward. Canada-US on Saturday night is, to me, can't miss TV. I can't wait for that.
I saw that Sidney Crosby was one of the stars yesterday.
3 assists, yeah, including,
you know what,
on the winner.
Score 1 goal, then talk to me. 1(1) goal. You want to be one of the stars of the game? Come on. Win something.
It is so absolutely wild that a player of his caliber that's been at his level for as long as he's been is still at the level where he can get on the ice with McDavid, Makar, and
that's
MacKinnon
true.
On a power play and make the play that leads to the layup goal. Like, it just, what a player. What a talent he's been. And, again, yeah, to be still at that level is incredible. It was really impressive. Like, I usually am one who roots against Canada because I like to watch the world burn. And by the world, I guess I mean Canada. Like, because they get so upset because it feels to them like a birthright. You know, we're Canada. We have hockey. You know, and so when they get upset, it's funny. It works for me. Yeah, but they're so full of talent, and I don't have like anything really against any like. The Sabres have been so bad for so long. Like, I even forgot that I don't like Sidney Crosby.
I was thinking that earlier.
You know, like, I'm just...
Remember being mad at him?
Yeah.
Or just disliking him or anything? Just, like, caring?
Yeah.
Remember that? It's a long time ago.
Now it's just marveling at the talent is what I was doing last night. So, like, I did not feel... And plus, you know, my friend John Gale is, like, a family member at this point. He really cares about Canada winning. And so, like, I don't want to root against him, you know? So that mixes me up a little. I end up just watching it just... I don't really care who wins. I think U.S.-Canada will be different. I think it'll be hard for me not to be rooting for the U.S. But last night I was not... pulling outside of like hoping Dahlin would do a thing that, you know, he never even saw the ice in overtime, Dahlin. But I was like, boy, if he could, he had a play, he made a really nice goal mouth pass, I think, while the game was tied. That could have been like a go ahead goal in the third period. Short of wanting him to do something really cool, I don't really feel like I have a horse in the race. I just want to watch the great hockey.
Well, I guess. Considering that the Scotties Tournament of Hearts opens tomorrow, this will be one of the top sporting events of the next few days in Canada, this tournament.
I believe so.
It can't be won. It can't be over the Scotties.
Yeah, okay.
It could be right, you know, 1A, 1B. 1A, 1B.
So are the Scotties on TNT?
The Scotties are on...
Twitch?
TSN.
Are they on Twitch?
And Twitch. And...
With us.
Bravo. I don't know if we're going to get them. I meant to find out or try to find out. I didn't find out. I'll have to do that. Whether you can... Last year, for the first time, you could watch the streams live in the States.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to use my time off next week to just get a motel room in Canada so I have access to the Scotties on TSN.
Kids love that.
I thought... Oh, they will. They'll have their phones. I thought about Thunder Bay for 5 seconds. The tournament is tournament is in Thunder Bay, and I asked you, you know, where's that in proximity? You know, just the Sault Ste. Marie, and I read, you know, Sudbury. Like you go to Sudbury, and then like you keep going to go to Sault Ste. Marie, and on TSN their article it said you go to Sudbury, then you go 11 hours north.
Right. Yeah, I mentioned Sudbury to you. I thought I bet it's north of Sudbury because Sudbury was like halfway to Sault Ste. Marie, and that's like a 9-hour drive. Like left, you hang a left and start going around the Great Lakes from Sudbury to Sault Ste. Marie, and Thunder Bay is 11 hours north of there. Wow.
Yes, it's a 16.5-hour drive according to Google Maps. In Ontario, it's like north of Minnesota.
You can split that up.
Give my kids half. You know, let them take a couple of turns. It can't be that much traffic, you know, right. On a drive like that. Right. Shouldn't be too precarious. Let's go to the calls here. Zach is next. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. You know, I was thinking about Cook here and the contract, and a thought in my mind here isn't so much about his value as a player or, you know, the cost it would make to the team, but I was wondering, like, what would be the implications if they were to make him the size? Second highest paid running back in the league. And what I mean by that is I don't want them to think that they need to run the ball any more than they currently do, because I also feel like, for as successful as they have been in running the ball, I don't need them, again, to do it more often. Right. And I don't know if philosophically the front office is of the mindset, you know, if we're paying somebody top.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dollar that they have to get the ball. I understand it's not wide receiver money necessarily, but still... Yeah, I do worry a little bit about that if they were to go for that $15 million contract, you know.
I wouldn't expect them. I think they've already sort of raised the stakes with Cook in the running game, you know, this year, end of last year and this year. I wouldn't expect that to go higher. And that really depends on how teams are playing them and injuries and all of that. If your line is different, I wouldn't read it as a greater commitment to him. I would read it as a continuing commitment to him. On the same level that worked great and won them a trip to the AFC Championship. I mean, the caller probably knows I'm like-minded about run versus pass, but I don't think it's like sort of a new level of that.
What I think is interesting to sort of turn over and talk about within all of this that seems like maybe it'll be a talking point until it gets resolved, and who knows when it will be resolved. The next clue, I mean, I don't know, James Cook can drop hints on social media day over day here, and that can lead us in one direction. But we're a couple of weeks out from the combine, and you know, the Bills hierarchy will speak at the combine and surely will be asked about what their feelings are on how to proceed with James Cook. Both Bean and McDermott will speak at different times during that week, again, 2 weeks from now. So we'll hear something. I think a big point already I'm seeing referenced frequently is how often he plays, period. Forget about how much the Bills run the ball. I don't expect that to change. And like you said, opponent to opponent, maybe they'll feel like they need to run it even more than they did last year at times. And that's fine. You just keep getting your 30 points. I'm not going to worry about how you move the ball. But he didn't play 50% of the snaps. Like, that is... to me, a thing that's in the way of paying him a top of market contract, because he's not a true one. He's not a horse. He's not built like that. And so if you pay him like that and then intend therefore to use him like that, I think you're heading perhaps in a risky direction, because I'm not sure how he'd hold up, how effective he'll be even if he's healthy enough to play, and whether or not he'd actually be healthy enough to play as much as he has. He missed one game with, a toe injury this year, and one game his rookie year. In between, he played them all, the 23 season. So he's been available, but he also is playing in a part-time role. He's the number one running back by usage, but he's not on the field 70% of the time or anything.
You're right. It was 48.
So that, I mean, I would just really struggle with making that kind of financial commitment to someone who I'm not even using that way.
You know, we spent a lot of time on this yesterday, as you know. You would never pay him $15 million a year. You would just never do that. Interesting to talk to Mike Jannetty yesterday from SpotTrack about 3-4 year deals that get you into the $10 million a year ballpark that he argued could be what the Bills would want. What do they want? They want James Cook on their team and happy for probably another 3 years. Maybe after 3 years, they would think, then we might be in a little bit of trouble. But they don't overuse him, like you said. Like, I would think the money will be the money, but what would the Bills want from this? They'd want Cook locked in for 2 or 3 more years, if not 4. And then how do you go about that? And I feel like there almost definitely will be, like what Mike was saying, a fit for what the Bills... I mean, the Bills are not going to be just like, I think, no, forget it, get out of here. We don't need you. After what's happened the last couple of years. I'd be shocked if they were thinking that way. For all that gets said about replaceability at running back, mm-hmm. I'd be shocked if they didn't value him. But he's having his fun right now with the $15 million. He's not going to get it. He'll get a nice contract, you know, probably better than the 16th leading rusher in the league, which is what he was this year in yards, you know, and everybody will be happy. If he's really dug in, which is kind of how he's trying to apparently make us mm-hmm. think he is right now, then that's something else.
Right.
But it's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk always, you know, from players who are ready for their next deal every year.
You mentioned Mike Jannetty. He had this morning, I came across a breakdown on what a 3-year, $45 million contract for him could look like that is team friendly for 2 years, which is, you know, a lot of running backs have ended up in this same place. Like, you're going to get to have the news conference, and your agent's going to get to say, and all of, you know, Ian Rappaport and everybody's going to say, 3 years, $45 million, $15 million AAV. But in reality, it's more like a 2-year, $22 million contract, because you can walk away from it before you get to the last year of that extension that Mike posted had like a $17 million salary that, like, no way in hell would anyone ever expect to see. If you the minute you sign it, you're like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. But it gets you the billboard if that's what you want. So I don't know if that's realistic, how realistic it is at all. What I wanted to say, by the way, before we go to another break here, about him scrubbing the social media stuff, I feel like that is something guys do when it's like time to go to the mattresses, when they're locked in with the team and they already know they're not getting what they want. And I don't know, like, it feels like a premature move unless he already knows that they're going, yeah, no, no.
Well, when would they have first been able to even talk to him about it? I mean, in an official way. Monday?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, the agent could have talked to him about it in December, I suppose, you know, the Bills.
Before the season's over, you're allowed to do that?
I think the agent can talk to the team about what their plans are, what they have in mind, I think. I don't think there's anything illegal about that. I don't think you could have signed him to a new contract until this year was over, because the way the rules work, year three's got to be done. But I'm wondering if he already has an inkling, like if this is all happening publicly on his end, because he already has reason to think they're not going to get near enough what he thinks he wants.
Man, that I would think that almost has to be premature. Like, the Bills, of course, have had meetings and plans for every day, you know, all the time you would have these thoughts and these conversations, but for it to be thought that they're just way far away on, like, the first week of the official offseason, that would surprise me. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. This is WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.